Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. I am just calling on a mailer you guys sent out for...
Yeah, direct mail you got in the mail?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Could I just start off with that 16-digit reservation
sure.
code on the mailer, and I'll pull up the file real quick?
Sure. It's 2511.
Uh-huh.
0401.
Mm-hmm.
0018-7070.
Perfect. And then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
David Powers.
Perfect, David. And it looks like you're calling with David R. Powers, DDS?
That's it.
Awesome. And this is David Powers I'm speaking with?
Yes, it is.
Awesome, David. Looks like you're calling out there in Temecula, too?
Yep.
Sweet, so pretty close by, huh?
Where are you at?
We're right down here in San Diego, Miramar Road.
Jesus. Wow, cool.
Yeah, did you not think we're so local, or?
No, I didn't know where you were, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know that Cardiff name kind of throws a few people off.
All right,
David.
Well, English accent when you get the
phone call.
Yeah,
I understand. Well, I got a few pieces of information about the file. I got to confirm, and then I'll go ahead and answer any questions. So it looks like company name David R. Powers DDS.
Yes, it's actually if you want the.
Yeah, official.
Yeah, official. It's David Raymond Powers, DDSPC.
DDSPC, perfect. And is that the DBA name as well?
Yes.
How do you structure the business down there, David?
C Corp.
And then how long have you been in business for?
Is it a C Corp or an S Corp? Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm in my fifth year.
Fifth year?
Yeah.
So 2011?
I'm sorry, 2012. I'm in my fifth year. I started August 2012 is when I started, so fourth year.
Okay.
I've been in over 4 years. So I'm in my fifth year, yeah.
Nice. And then phone number in case we get disconnected, 951
695-2222.
Gotcha. And is that a good number in case we get disconnected for you?
No, let me give you another one.
Okay.
951-442. Uh-huh. 4170.
4179, you said?
4171.
71. Perfect. And then what's a good email to reach out as well, David?
DentistDave@hotmail.com.
Dave@hotmail.com. Perfect. And then address for you guys. You guys still at 26810?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Out there in Temecula.
Court, suite E.
Yep. Gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
Sweet E, Temecula, 92591.
Sweet. Looks like we got it all taken care of. All right, David. So we have a few different programs here depending on what you guys are looking for. So if you want to just let me know what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Well, what are the programs that you have?
We do capital and equipment. So, if you guys just
okay,
go
let's
ahead.
Okay, let's say it's a capital loan. It would be a working capital loan.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, how is it structured? Is it a term? Is it a daily? Is it an MCA? Is it monthly? How do you guys usually do it?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. All right, so basically with our capital, unsecured cash, payments are going to be daily, weekly, or monthly, depending on which program you do qualify for and then choose. What we're going to do is we take a percentage of your annual sales that you did, and then we can go ahead and unlock a percentage of that back to you as unsecured cash, so you can use that however you want for the business.
Gotcha.
Yep, the term length for those are typically for first-time customers about 6 to 24 months. And then about 33% of the way through, you're eligible for refinance and
MCA. Yeah.
Yep. So and interest-free forgiveness on top of that too. So
interest-free. Yeah. Okay.
On the payback. So.
Gotcha.
How much were you looking to bring on though?
Oh, I don't know. Right now I have an MCA. I have an MCA that I'm been paying on and. I got this in the mail. I thought, oh, these guys have terms that you could have up to 72 months. But I just was looking at so if it was equipment, it would be up to 72 months probably.
Yeah, the equipment's more of the traditional up to like 5 years, five, 6 years ish, right? Secured. But yeah, are you looking to refi that MCA loan that you already have?
Oh, I would. Yeah.
How
I
much
would do
of
that along? That one's at about 38.
Left?
38 left on it, yeah.
Okay. And
I started at 50, and it's going, it's about $180 a day right now.
Okay, and daily payment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I could refinance with them, too. I mean, I'm not worried about that. I was just looking, man, what if I need more, or what if, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
but I'm just feeling out, what's the flex funds? Is that the three types you just said? You said...
we get on the straight, they're the same page. So basically, if you didn't want to refi and you just want to get some extra cash, is that basically the option number three you're trying to talk about right now?
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it based on personal and business credit?
Yes, that's one of the factors, but our biggest factor is definitely the sales. Personal credit, not so much, especially with the capital. I mean, we do take it into consideration as long as you don't have, you know, past bankruptcies.
So you're looking at basically my sales and then what I take in a credit card.
Yep, yep. That's, you know, a big factor for us. As long as, you know, we can see that you guys can cash flow that note, then, you know, we have no problem, you know, unlocking bigger portion than, you know, a typical nationwide bank or anything like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
How much cash did you be looking to bring on though?
Oh, I don't know yet. Here's what I'm doing. I have some back taxes I want to pay, so I'm mm-hmm. considering getting a loan to pay it off through my office. It's pretty good size, but I want to see first. You know, obviously I don't want to take $100,000 out and then have a, you know, $7,000 a month payment or whatever. I'm trying to work out a payment plan with the IRS to finish it off, and I want to see what the difference would be with their payment plan or if I got a loan and paid it off.
Okay.
Because it's keeping me from getting any other financing.
Definitely.
The financing I can get are the MCAs. Mm-hmm. Because anything that I'm the personal guarantor on, nobody will lend me any money for it. So
exactly.
But I've seen, and I'm trying to get this MCA paid off to where I can go out and do that. So I also want to try and do what we call an offer and compromise with the IRS. And if I do that, I want to be able to go out and get the cash and go, okay, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it'd
be a lot better. I'd feel a lot better because I'd have access to bigger loans at better rates if I was able mm-hmm. to pay it off. But anyways, I won't go into my personal stuff, but that's what I'm actually looking for, and this MCA basically paid my franchise, my California taxes, when I finally finished those up in January, and here you go, now I'm caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm catching up with my IRS, and I'm just kind of feeling out what's out there.
So, yeah, what options you have?
Yeah, what options I have. So basically, I also, you know, obviously, I'm looking to, when you do the equipment stuff,
mm-hmm.
Working capital is something, like, for instance, if I was going to, basically the equipment loan or the type of loan is going to have to be hooked to some equipment. There's going to be some kind of mm-hmm. lien or security with that. So it's not
basically,
exactly. It's got to be a piece of equipment.
Right, because the equipment's the collateral, basically. So, I mean,
gotcha.
With the capital...
Okay.
There's no collateral. I mean, it's basically
gotcha.
We're giving you that bunch of money on your word that you put.
Sure.
And
I
then
totally understand.
Right, and then, you know, the health.
Yeah, because I got build out I got to do in the practice. So in other
words,
I got to build another operatory and all that other stuff, but that would be working capital, not secured debt. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though some of the equipment is, some of the equipment is being bought with that too, but I'd separate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you answered my questions. I will take a look at this and get back to you. I'm not real ready to pull the trigger yet, but I wanted to get some information. I appreciate your time.
It's fine. I mean, since you got me on the phone, if you want to, you know, we can fill it out and a little bit more and, you know, see what we can do to help you guys out, because I'd love to, you know, see what we can do and, you know, definitely help you guys get that all taken care of.
Well, I would be looking for something like a monthly, I'd have to apply, right? I'd have to apply to find out if it's daily, monthly, what the term would be, all that good stuff, right?
Exactly. But, yeah, just with the application process for us, all we have is just a one-page app, and then we just take a look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements and then the tax return. So,
then you decide.
Yep, and, you know, we can give you an answer within about 24 hours of, you know, getting
Well, why don't you email me the app? I'll put the app on. I'll fill it out, and I'll send you in. I'll get my 6 months because I got them right here. It's real simple. I can just actually email them to you.
Yeah.
Forward it to you.
Yeah, definitely. We can do that, you know, and then, you know, we can see what we can do for you if you don't, you know, want to move forward
Perfect.
With that.
Yeah, no, it's an easy thing. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just email it to dennisdave@hotmail.com, and I'm pretty sure I have my last 6 months sitting right here online.
Yeah, I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone. And cool. Another thing that we will require too, since you're looking to, not necessarily refi. I know you explained the situation for me as well, but do you have a contract or even the cover letter for that past loan with? Did you say it was with MCA or who was that with?
No, it's with Direct Capital.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I got another client I'm working with that's actually refined with them as well right now, too. Do you still have what was that? I'm sorry?
I do. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, if you just want to attach that over, too, so, you know, we can get that breakdown and then give you something better to work
sure.
with. And then, definitely we'll be able to see, I mean, even if you just want to, you know, get some operational cash, kind of a second position on top of that, we can definitely, you know, see what we can do.
All right, man. I appreciate it. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Patrick. And then when do you think I can get that back from you? I know you got a lot going on over there, but I know it's Monday as well.
By midweek, maybe, or Wednesday probably. I think I have everything right here.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, just
that app, and I'll fill it out online.
I'll do that right now. I'll get to it right when we get off the phone. But yeah, I know you just said you're online.
I'll gather it up and get it back to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that works too. You know, I know it's only Monday, but typically if we get everything back, I can give you an answer within about 24. But, you know, sometimes I got to get some stuff back. But all right, David, I'll let you get back to work.
I appreciate it, Patrick. Have a great day.
You too, man.